thing.
Do you remember this one?
Play it. Let me see.
Let's take a listen to it. It's called Marianne. Joe over here. We did it again, Charlie. We lost him. I'm going to get fired over here. Anyway, listen, we'll get Joe back on the phone, I promise you. That's Vic Thomas on the Phillips label. Now, was that a pseudonym for Frankie Valli or what?
Vic Thomas was a really talented guy. One of the things I really admired about him, he was an arranger himself. And he hired me to do that record, but basically he was sort of hiring me, so I guess really to pick my brain, because after I worked with him on that, and I worked with him on some other things, he was really meticulous. He'd write out all the licks that he wanted to have people play, and he was very, very talented. I don't think that he ever got he really should have gotten, because he really was
bad. You know, beside Marianne, he did a record called Village of Love, the Nathaniel Mayer tune. You know, it was kind of like the white version of Village of Love. You were not credited on that record. Now, did you do that record? They just forgot to put your name on there, or?
I think at that point he was arranging his own stuff.
Okay. Where was Vic Thomas from? Do you remember anything where he came? Was he a Jersey boy, New York?
He was from Madison, New Jersey.
Really? You know, there's another guy I want to mention real quick, because I want to tell you this. Actually, I'll tell you about it later. I want to play the record. I'll play the record, then I'll tell you a really funny story. But let me quickly play. I want to play one of my favorite should have been a hit Eddie Rambo songs that was not done by Eddie Rambo, written for I think he wrote this for Diane Renee, called The Company You Keep. And I think you arranged this record. It was my recollection.
I may even remember the song.
You do remember the song?
I think I do.
Let me play it for you. Well, unless you want to tell me something about it now, if you think you remember it.
Play it for him. Play me a little.
I'm going to play it for you. The Company You Keep, Diane Renee, young girl out of Philadelphia, of course, who scored big with a record that you also arranged, and I think Eddie Rambo wrote, called Navy Blue. And I know Diane might be listening. She's out there in Las Vegas. Diane, if you're out there, please give us a call. Say hello to Charlie. But this is called The Company You Keep.
You got
And of course, it's Diane Rene. It's called The Company You Keep. Now, did you remember the song, Charlie?
I couldn't hear it.
Okay. You were busy talking to Joe. Anyway, it's a good record, though. What do you remember? Tell us some quick recollections of working with Diane Rene and working with Eddie Rambeau.
Diane Rene's father. Are you hearing that on the air?
Yeah, we're hearing that on the air. Is your fax machine trying to dial something?
I don't even have one. I doubt it, because unless somebody's trying to dial in, but that doesn't really make sense. Hello? Hello?
I have no idea where that's coming from. Did we lose anybody?
You want to call me back?
What's that?
Still here. You want to call me back?
Let's see if it disappears. If it doesn't, then we'll call you back. See, Joe, it must be somebody doesn't want Joe to ask you a question. It must be a tough question he's got for you.
Anyway, Diane Rene's father owned a jewelry store in Pennsylvania.
Right,
in
Philadelphia, I believe.
In Philadelphia, and she came in. Her father contacted Bob to make a record for her. He wrote the song "Blue Navy Blue" with Eddie Rambeau. After the record was over, after we made the record, that was like one of the first records I co-produced with Bob Crewe. When the record was over, I helped them make the deal on 20th.
With 20th Century Fox.
20th Century Fox. So not only did I make the record with Bob, but I also placed the record. The other thing is I never really heard her sing in the studio because Bob did the vocals. So my only contact with her was, you know, when we would rehearse and we would get keys, but he basically finished the records.
Okay. But you missed out on all the fun, huh? You missed all the pretty girls.
You know something? At that point in my life,
it didn't matter.
Probably recording somebody else's song, knowing that 25 years later they would be saying, "Do you remember this song?"
You didn't know that there would be like Dave the Raves and Relics and Rarities and shows like this, right?
I had no idea.
Anyways, AZ Joe, what's your question?
Well, I was asking Charlie about who were some of the people that he enjoyed working with, or some people in the entertainment business have reputations of being difficult to work with. And I was wondering who was, I mean, he's been with superstars like Neil Diamond and Barbara Streisand and Sinatra.
I did Sweet Caroline for Neil Diamond. And evidently, he didn't like the record because he never called me back. Big mistake. Hasn't heard of it at all.
No, not at all.
It's not like he suffered.
That kind of his signature tune.
Well, at the end of the record, Neil, I found, was a little strange to work with because he didn't seem like he had too much fun in the studio. And the studio is a place where you really want to have fun. And I'll never forget this. I went into the control room. I says, "How's that, Neil?" He looked at me. He said, "Well, I don't hear anything wrong with it. I guess it's okay."
A lot of excitement there, huh?
I understand later on. That was his display of emotion.
And you're talking about when you asked Neil how did it sound, you're talking about the part that you did for Sweet Caroline, right?
Pardon?
You're talking about the part that you did for Sweet Caroline?
Yeah, because I wrote the arrangement on Sweet Caroline.
I mean, it's like a signature song for him.
Yeah, it's actually his biggest record. And I know that after the record was made, he didn't like it.
But I guess eventually he got to like it a lot.
I may not like it even today. Who knows? He still hasn't called me. This has been like, you know, 30 years.
You know, it's one of these things that if you bumped into Neil Diamond tomorrow, you know, he's out there golfing with you in Florida tomorrow, do you think you would, like, walk up to him and said, "Hi, by the way, I don't know if you remember me now, I'm Charlie Colello. I just had a curiosity. I did some arrangement on Sweet Caroline, and Why did you never call me back? You think you would ever ask him that?"
No. You know what that dialing noise is?
What is it?
Oh, I mean, I'm trying to get a handle on it.
I'm guessing it's something to do with your fax machine, unless it's coming from AZ Joe.
Hold on 1 second. My fax machine is like, if I press the buttons, you can't hear it through the phone.
Unless we just got a crossed wire over here.
Pardon?
Unless somehow we've got a crossed wire from between, you know, with AZ Joe. Where in Arizona are you calling from?
Phoenix,
Arizona? Okay, well, guys, give me a last question, because we're probably going to have to get you off the line over here, because we're getting all kinds of noise right now.
Who was your favorite artist to work with over all the years and all the great stars you've worked with?
The nicest person I've ever worked with is a guy by the name of Roberto Carlos.
Oh, the Latino singer, yeah.
Roberto Carlos, I've been recording him ever since 1969. And we sold millions of records together. And he is actually my favorite person to work with. He's just got so much soul. He's such a beautiful human being. And he's really been the greatest person that I've ever worked with. There's been some people that I had a lot of fun with, like working with Frank Sinatra. He was a lot of fun. Very intimidating guy, but a lot of fun. There have been some Streisand was a lot of fun. I enjoyed working with her. Every time I make a record, you know, you spend like 2-3 months with somebody, you become part of their life. So while you're doing it, you're having fun. So, you know, I guess the person I'm having the most fun with is the person I'm recording right now.
Good. Well, thank you very much for all the memories you've given us and the great music you've been responsible for.
Thank you.
Really appreciate
that. Thank you, AZ, Mr. Joe.
Good night.
Charlie, you there?
Yeah.
Tell us about the person that you are recording now as we get close to that 1 o'clock hour.
Recording a girl by the name of Kelly King. She's from Nashville, Tennessee. She lives in New York. And she's probably the... so I guess it's not Joe.
Yeah, not Joe. You know, let me play a record. I'll call you back in the meantime.
Okay. I'm going to hang up.
Okay. Of course, is Tommy Hayes, a tune called Glistening Lights that came out on the Philips label. Another one of those great Charles Colalo.